a smart cheer, pop all around, don't need any beer. Nerdy boy, what's your joy? Likes to collect action figure toys. Knight to Rook, comic books, to the hobby store like Crack Your Hook. Robotech, cyber sex, online game until you're flex. Wrath of Khan, Obi-Wan, collectible cards and... These are things nerdies do, of course we like to roleplay too. Haven't faced a dragon in a while, nerdies at the table get kinda wild. Mr. DM, what's the deal, a red dragon? Are you for real?
Hey everyone, welcome back for the final installment of episode number 10 of Gamers Radio. On today's show, we're going to have Sky Jedi, Yankadink, that's me, and Disty coming in at the end of the episode. We are also going to play some of your voicemail comments at the end of the show, so stick around for that. But first, part C of Gamers Radio, episode number 10. Any other news?
Let me do a quick search in my normal sites quick.
I'm going to do gamers or games.slash. PSP.
That one actually is like the worst news site that I found. It's really slow at getting it up there.
Yeah. Sometimes we'll have it and then they post it. And I swear they just copy it from our site.
They are copying
from our site. Because we could just copy from other sites.
Yeah. We put at least the website where we got it from on there, though.
Yeah. That's why I don't... they, like, do links, but they, like, don't directly mention it. That's what I like about our site is how we, like, up front, we're like, okay, we got it from someone else. I don't think we have many original articles on our site.
I haven't put one up there yet. The Gang Awards were announced.
The what?
Gang as in Game Audio Network Guild.
Okay.
The main audio prize is you went to Halo 2 Sounds team. And Myst 4 won a lot of stuff, it looks like, including Best Live Performance Recording and Best Original Vocal Song and Best Music of the Year. Wow. I'll definitely put this up on the site, too.
Oh, this is a case. I think I saw this on, slash dot. This other site, quote slash dot. eScrabble has received a cease and desist order from Hasbro.
Yeah.
It's like Scrabble Online. So Hasbro's not too happy about them playing that game online. Ooh, over 100,000 active players.
Yeah, that's money Hasbro's losing right there.
Yeah, that sucks. Hasbro should create their own version, though, to be able to play online.
I know. They're
advertisements all over the sides, just like everyone else does.
Yeah, and then it would be free. Of course, I'm horrible at Scrabble. I've only played like 4 times in my life and broke 100 once.
Okay, this is not really video game related, but I think it's an interesting article. There's a backdoor into iTunes. That's a title, sort of. A trio of independent programmers, including the guy from, John Johansson, their Norwegian programmer responsible for distributing DVD cracking code in late 1999. DVD John, do you remember him?
I do.
Well, he created this thing that allows you to get rid of that entire Apple iTunes, like, their entire protection method so that you aren't able to copy their music.
Nice. Oh, yeah, he's the one that got around Fairplay.
Yeah, so what you do is, what this program does that he and these two other people developed is, when you download a song from iTunes, it comes as like, is it AAC, right?
Yeah, it's the AAC code.
And yeah, so it doesn't come with the copyrighted stuff built into it, but once it goes onto your computer, it like then builds it right after it finishes downloading. So what he does is he blocks it from being able to apply the stuff after being downloading. And so there's really, like, no legal way to stop him from doing this because he's really not doing anything illegal by removing any protection. Instead, he's just, like, stopping the protection before it happens. So it's sort of like, I think Tech TV is where I heard this, is there. Disty just walked in. I'll hand her a microphone in a couple seconds. It's sort of like a cop can't pull you over for drunk driving unless if you're actually driving the car.
Exactly.
I guess.
And considering you would already own the music from iTunes, you can do whatever you want to it.
Yeah.
So, which includes removing the DRM.
Yeah, I think it's stupid that they stick that thing on. Like, oh, and what I'm really pissed about is iTunes has this new thing where if you, you know how you can view other people's music over the network?
Mm-hmm.
Through the shared folders. That's awesome on college campuses, so you can listen to other people's playlists. You can also copy files through other programs, but let's not get into that. But in the latest version of iTunes, you're only able to listen to, like, only three people, I think, can listen to your music per day.
That's dumb.
Yes, it's really stupid because, like, I pretty much can't listen to anyone by, like, 3 p.m. Everyone's been viewed three times.
Yeah, that's seriously not worth it, then.
I'm gonna,
the biggest...
Okay, go ahead and say your thing.
The biggest problem I have with iTunes DRM right now is Fairplay, is that if you download a song from iTunes that has a DRM on it, you can only put it on an iPod. You can't put it on any other digital audio player at all. And there was something else, too, that dealt with incompatibility with anything other than the iPod, which... I don't have an iPod. I have a Creative Zen mic or Creative Zen Touch, which I absolutely love.
I'm trying to think. I think I know what that one looks like. Does it look like the same shape as an iPod?
Yep, it's got a touchpad. It looks like a brick
up and down thing
it's
in
a
the middle.
Bigger. Yeah. It has an amazing battery life. Like I got it at Christmas time. I've charged it maybe 12 times since then.
I'm really pissed off about my iPod battery life. I went on my trip back home. I think it may have been because I recorded some stuff through a microphone on it, but it only got 5 hours, when they say you should be able to get 11 to 12.
Yikes.
And I think they must be lying when they say 11 hours, because just listening to normal music, if you have it on shuffle, it's shuffling around and moving the needle all around the hard drive on the inside, and that takes up a lot of battery, I think. Mm-hmm. So the only way you could possibly get 11 hours is if you play it straight through. Like, the song so that you don't have to jump around at all.
Yeah. That was a major selling point for me for buying the Touch, is that it actually is advertised as a 24-hour battery life, but I get way more than that. I get possibly 26 or 28, maybe, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But
wait,
I'm
hours?
Very... Hours.
Oh, my gosh.
It's insane. I love it so much.
Oh, my God. I'm in the chat room, and Mobile Digit just said, for that game that I said my high score was 1,800, his was 5,389.
Wow.
That takes a long time. The amount of time I probably spent for mine watching the guy fly and getting hit by people was probably, like, 3 or 4 minutes. It would take forever. That's a good 20 minutes of this guy flying through the air.
I'd get bored.
Okay, we're gonna do a quick song. Not that quick. 5 minutes, 5.5 minutes here, because I have to set up a microphone for Disney.
Got it.
So take one more bathroom break, and we'll be back in 5.5 minutes. This is Purple Heart by Goat. Okay, so that's that song. Wow, we have a weird echo going on. Hey, yeah, Sky, are you there?
I'm here.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. I haven't heard Disty yet.
Oh, well, say something.
Hello.
I can hear Disty.
Yay.
Hello.
Hello.
I have to turn down her mic a little bit. Well, keep talk about something.
She's overpowering us.
Yeah.
I'll just hold it down here.
No, don't.
Okay.
How was your spring break, Disty?
Okay, I think we're good.
It was amazing. I went to Seattle and got to take a picture with the Microsoft butterfly. Yay!
Did you go to a Starbucks while you were there?
Oh, yeah, I saw the original one. That was pretty cool.
Wasn't the original one, didn't it go under before it got big?
I don't know. If you look at a picture of it, it's, it doesn't have the original logo. It's, mermaids, and then it looks, older, not as fancy and franchised. It's nice,
crazy.
Though. Yeah. You go on the inside, though, it's totally different. It's all modern. It's weird. Am I still too loud?
I see you.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
You're overpowering everyone.
Okay.
Oh, man, am I tired. I don't know. We're over 2 hours now.
I think.
We should, I feel like we're on one of those telethons. Is that what it's called? Yeah. We're like, okay.
We're not going to stop talking.
Yeah.
Until you send us money.
Send us money now. Actually, vote for us on Podcast Alley.
We want to stay in top 50.
Yeah. I don't know how we will if we keep doing two-hour shows.
People will get bored.
I don't get how anyone could actually, like, listen to this entire episode. There's no way we could make this whole... I think we should, just to show that we have balls.
We can make a big show.
We should just do dead air for, like, 7 hours as I sleep.
And copyright it.
Yeah, then copyright it. So whenever you hear dead air, I'd be like, that's mine! Oh, what a great idea. Yeah, oh man, I really wish I have this one guy, I'm trying to remember I don't know what his username is for the site, but I know, what's his Xbox, the guy we played with on XBC?
Oh,
yeah, I
forget.
Remember his AIM screen name. Anyways, I think his name's Matt. He's awesome. He's really funny, too, because he has this hilarious Family Guy laugh. You know how Peter Griffin laughs?
Oh, totally.
This is exactly how this guy laughs. And you'll be playing online with him, and he has his headset on and everything, so you hear everything. And he'll be like, follow me, and you follow him. And then he'll have, like, all these mods, because he's really good at mods. He does all these custom ones by himself. And wow. He's in his clan and stuff. So he'll like do this mod and like shoot you and stuff, and then you'll hear him laugh, and it just makes me crack up. He'll be like, I'm like, that's so great. I want to get him on the show and just have him like listen to the thing and laugh to it whenever he wants. Isn't there a guy like that? Yeah, what show was that on? That was the Tom Green Show. Do you remember that?
I never watched it.
They had a guy that always sit in this window in the background, and I don't even think he'd laugh out loud. He'd just, like, sort of nod and do a winky thing every once in a while. But I think we need someone like that on the show, and that would allow us to have multiple personalities. And like that audio comment said earlier, we need more people.
Yes. Well, now we got three, so...
Yeah, well, we're going to keep on building... And then if you count the audio comments we're going to have like 4 or 5.
18.
Okay, I'm going to turn up my own mic. I think I'm a little quiet.
Why is it all the way over there?
Because I said my cord. I didn't bring the right cords back to school. So instead of having an 18-foot cord, I have a 2-foot one. So my sound mixer has to go 2 feet from my computer, way over, like, under my clothing area. And whenever I have to change it, I have to, like, move aside some of my clothes. Not fun. So Disty, tell us what you thought about Playboy the Mansion since you're here now.
It was pretty cool, because I'm the Sims expert, the only game I ever play. It was nicer because you didn't have to tell them when to eat and when to go to the bathroom. But it was, like, more you'd have to go directly through the game and through the goals. Is there another way you could play the game? Is this, like, free play?
Yeah, there's something called free play. So I bet it is a lot like The Sims if you did that. We haven't tried that mode out yet.
We played it for, like, a whole 10 minutes. So I'm an expert on it now.
No, we played it for more than 10 minutes. We probably put an hour into it, at least.
It was cool with the photo shooting, though.
Yeah, the photo shooting. You like taking pictures of naked girls, didn't you?
Oh, that was you.
That was me. Yeah, whenever she had to do a photo shoot, you have to do photo shoots in this game where you find a bunny, you ask her to pose for you as a centerfold, and then you like stick her in a place in your house that you want her to model at, and so she'll like stand there, and you can like choose what outfit she'll wear or which outfit she won't wear. More importantly. And some of the outfits will be, like, a bikini set, and then you can tell her to take off the top. She doesn't get fully nude. She only takes off her top, but that's pretty risky for games. So it's like seeing...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Wow, what a delay. That's, like, the most risky major video game I've ever heard of. Other than that new MMO coming out.
What's the new MMO?
Really weird. I heard about it a while ago. It's basically your character is some sort of sex fiend, and you can you can program him or her, I guess, to be like a sadist or a masochist or like a foot fetish person and something like that. And you can go out and find other characters in the game that will fulfill your need, and you can bring them back to your place and fulfill your needs.
I think this sort of rings a bell, but this sounds weird.
Is this an online game?
Yeah, MMO, massively multiplayer online.
Oh.
I have to fill her in every once in a while, but she gets most of the references.
I'm learning.
Yeah, she's learning. What are you researching into right now, the game?
I'm actually talking to my girlfriend, who is in Mexico right now.
Aw, Mexico.
Should get her to Skype on us.
I think she would just be bored.
We'd have a four-way.
She's not a big gamer.
I'm not a big gamer either, but here I am talking about nothing.
She hates talking, too.
I do. We have to take a speech class, and it's the worst thing ever.
Can you turn up your...
I had fun with my speech class.
Hold on 1 second. We're going to... Okay, yours is the fourth one.
Oi!
This one? Yeah, turn it up just a tiny bit.
Oi. Good?
No, more than that. No, yeah. Other way. You're going the wrong... You're turning it down. There. Oh, too much. Too much. I can hear myself. A little, tiny, tiny bit.
To the left or right?
Left. Tiny, there. Okay, now turn mine down a little.
This one?
The furthest one from you.
This one?
Furthest
oh,
one.
Goodness.
I say furthest, she goes to like the third from last.
Okay, is that good?
Well, that would be the furthest.
No, okay, never mind, never mind. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway, Dissy never plays games. No. Unless if I force her to. Besides Sims.
Yeah, and Mario Paint.
And Mario Paint, but that's been like how many years?
That was my favorite game, though. Cause it had, you could play a little fly swatter game at the end.
Sounds like WarioWare to me.
No, they had like bugs and you like swat them, and then you go to the next level and there's more and it's faster. I don't know. Yeah, it's been a while.
All these stupid new Nintendo DS games are like that. Where it's like, wipe the window.
Wipe the window?
Yeah, that's a game.
What do you do?
You clean a window.
Of bugs?
No, no. Just, it's a dirty window. You have to clean it. From my understanding, that's
are there like different levels where it's dirtier and you have to clean up so, faster?
Oh my god, it's dirtier. I have no idea.
Is that the little Palm Pilot one with the hand, or which one are you talking about?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
With the pen?
The dual screen?
Yeah, and you use the toilet paper thing? Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, the toilet paper one.
Okay,
yeah.
I know now.
Okay, yeah.
The toilet paper one?
No, in the commercials, you see them with the pen, and they're, like, dragging the toilet paper down.
They have to unroll the toilet paper.
Oh, yeah, okay. I understand.
And there's the cute little puppy game.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's one of the first ones I saw. That one looks funny. I can't wait till the PSP kicks the DS's ass.
Thursday.
We should do, like, one of those ads. That's what we'll do. I think we'll start the show with that. Me doing, like, the Sunday thing for the car tournament. What are those called? The monster truck?
Uh-huh.
Rallies?
We had one of those
Thursday,
here the other
Thursday,
day.
Thursday!
Oh, wow.
Podcast alley. BSP coming to the closest Best Buy.
I don't know. So, yeah. Oh, man.
Prepare to give up $300.
$250.
Heck.
Plus
you gotta buy a game.
Stuff. Yeah, plus the game. I don't know. I could probably go with
that carrying case.
You could use it as a photo viewer. That's another cool thing.
What else does it do?
Photo and music and video and video games. And there's
video,
Wi-Fi.
Like a camera video? Or just download video and watch it? Could you watch movies on it? That would be cool.
You can watch movies on it. That's what Gamers Video is all about.
Oh.
You pay attention to my life so closely.
I pay attention. It just isn't like...
You just don't catch the details.
Straight through. It just goes out the other ear.
I've only been talking about it for years.
Years? Because I've known you for like a year.
Yeah.
6 months.
And they've been introducing the PSP for several years. Yeah.
I don't know.
They kind of have.
Yeah, when did they first announce it? I don't remember anything.
I remember at least... 2 years ago, hearing about it. Hearing
that long.
Sony's doing a handheld.
I don't remember anything past maybe last year's E3. That's weird.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, I'm so out of it right now.
Because you haven't had sleep for, like, ever.
Yeah, I'm sleep deprived. What other games do I have? I have Mercenaries, but I haven't played it for more than 2 minutes.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's my mic.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Watch it. Okay, let's see, what else? I saw a kid today in one of my classes that looked just like Fable. It was weird.
Fable's just about one of the most disappointing games of the year.
You didn't like it.
I was really disappointed with it.
I liked it. It was really short, but I liked it.
Yeah, it was hopped up to be like this great, awesome game, and it didn't turn out to be anything like it was supposed to be.
I thought it was like, okay. It's good for like people who've never gotten into the RPG genre.
Yeah, it's a great action or adventure RPG, just like kind of what Zelda is, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It was supposed to be hailed as the Xbox's number 2 RPG, and it didn't make it for me.
What would you say is number 1? Like the KOTOR series?
KOTOR.
Yeah, of course.
KOTOR 1.
That's what everyone says. I hated 2. You said you finished 2 recently, right?
I just finished 2. Little disappointed in the end. I think that's the...
I'm disappointed in the entire story from what I saw.
Really?
Yeah. I went up to... I forget. I think I left off on, like, this... There's, like, the Northern Pole snowy place.
You're on Telos, then.
Maybe. I think I, like, just got past that part. Maybe. I remember, no, some girl followed me onto the ship, though, so I know I got past that area.
That would be the end of Telos. Yep. That's a...
Maybe I did the planet past that, even.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just noticed I have NBA Street Volume 3. I have to play that game and get your review. That game, from what I saw, I pretty much just turned it on and played it. Volume 2, I'm not a big fan of the series. Mm-hmm. And I think I have Volume 2. Yeah, I do.
I have that too. I haven't even put it in my Xbox yet.
2 or 3?
2.
Yeah, it's not that great. I'm sure if you played it for a while, you start gaining actual skills. It's one of those games, one of those sports games where it actually takes practice to get good at, which is a great thing because, like, what you reap is what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Disty, any other games we played? Little My Maid, tell me what you thought about that.
Well, I don't know because you fast-forwarded through the whole thing.
It's the truth.
We finished it in, like, 3 minutes.
Yeah, we actually beat the game in 3 minutes because they give you the option to sort of fast-forward. And
I've got mail.
Yeah, I've got mail. Let's see if it's something about the show. That'd be awesome. Oh, I think it is. Okay, so some guy, I think I might just ask him if he wants to join us, if he's on right now. Okay, he wants to know how Skype and Audacity works. Let me just reply to him, I'll see if he wants to talk to us.
Good idea.
Yeah, this is the guy who's trying to create his own little podcast.
Oh, what's his name?
Rage Mage is the nickname.
Rage Mage. Yeah.
We already talked about him a little bit earlier. I'm going to see, actually, what if he actually is signed up as Rage Mage? Let's add a contact.
Nope,
I don't think he is.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Oh, well. What were you talking about? I don't know.
Little My Maid.
Little My Maid.
You were talking about Little My Maid.
Yeah.
Which is possibly one of the most scariest, weirdest appealing games I've ever heard of.
What did you get to see from it? Did you see the screenshots?
I'd never found anything about it.
You didn't?
Right. No, I'm going to Google it here quick, though. I haven't done that yet.
Oh, yeah, the first one, Peach Princess. That'll tell you. That's the maker, I think. Or, like, the subtitle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that gives you a general idea, I guess. Actually, there's not enough nudity in that one to give you the general idea.
Well, nuts, I guess.
Exactly. Oh, there's some. Oh, yeah, I never got
Peach
into that
Princess.
Position. Well, you know I won't be able to upload these to the site.
No. No chance.
And if anyone out there tries to, you're going down. Okay. Yeah, so the game's really stupid. On, like, a rating of, let's say, 1 to 10, it gets, like, a 1.5.
Yeah. Ooh, but look at its massive requirements of a P133 or higher.
What?
Tissy has no idea what's going on. Oh, you're posting stories as we do this.
What?
You're posting stories on the site as we do the show.
I did it as one of our breaks.
Oh, just can't stay away.
So I can't.
Oh, this guy, Rage Mage. Emailed me. He didn't get the first one yet. But he says, I keep forgetting stuff. I'll try to write it down. If you ever want to co-host your show sometime, I'd be glad to do so. Well, I just invited him to, so you better hop on soon.
That he should.
He's like, and if you ever want to co-host mine, that'd be an honor. And he does a little bows thing. And second, I noticed you mentioned Gamer Radio in one of the episodes. I would truly appreciate it if you got the word out about me. So he wants me to sort of pass on his name to Gamer Radio. Well, I'm still waiting for him to come out with his own show so I can sort of see if it's worth advertising. I already stuck him in the link section. So, yeah, he has to prove himself first.
Put out a show and see how good you are.
Yes.
Then we will promote.
Some other guy is going to start advertising. Oh, I think we already talked about that. That one show that we sort of sponsored called, like, H2... What was that called? H2 something. H2Evolve.com. They're going to advertise their site for us. Because they like our show. And because we like them.
Aww.
Let's get married to them. Let's have babies with them. I think I should just pop in this little demo disc of Splinter Cell and start playing it while we're talking.
Yeah, you could do that, I guess.
Didn't we try to do that once and it didn't work?
Yeah, once Dizzy and I tried recording Xbox as we were playing a game. We were just going to like talk about the game as we played it. But it turned out the sound automatically switched from one source to another and it got all messed up. So, oh well.
It's okay, because it would have been a boring show
anyway.
Yeah,
it would have been even more boring than this two-hour epic. We should call this the Lord of the Rings episode. We should make it a trilogy.
Which we don't speak of Lord of the Rings at all, in it at all.
Yeah.
I guess.
Oh, we just made a mention, so we can.
Yay.
Oh, it's true. We should cut some stuff out and then release a special edition 3 months later. With figurines.
And we should have a goblin character come up every once in a while.
That guy with the laugh, that's who we should get.
You should just get a clip of him laughing and every once in a while just add it in.
I should. Oh.
Don't you have it recorded on your computer?
You know what I'm going to do? I think he might be on Next BC, so I'm going to go hang out on Next BC and hope he's on. Because I don't want to have Trillian open, because Trillian makes too much noise. If you're recording,
it's really hard to find where you turn off the sounds, too, I found out.
Yeah. If you set everything away, you can sort of do it easily, though.
I found an option that let me do that. So, I was quite happy about that.
Oh, so you're a Trillian user?
I love the Trillian. Unfortunately, they don't make a Mac version for at work. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I shouldn't be online at work anyway, but kind of am. So I had to find a crappy Mac version of it called Adidam, I think.
How much time at work do you spend surfing online?
Well, I'm not going to say anything about that. No comment, really. I get a lot of time during the day.
I notice
though,
you online all the time. You're like updating stories in the middle of your work day.
Yeah.
And
it
I
takes
appreciate
2
it.
Minutes.
Yeah, it only takes a couple minutes, and I don't have a couple minutes sometimes, so it's nice. So what sites do you usually check for the news?
I have the /dot, and they have a little games forum,
yeah,
which I check. It's like the first thing I check. It's usually the slowest, though, I've also found out. Gamma Sutra,
yeah,
is a great site, I found.
I used to always use them, but now I don't have them on my bookmarks anymore.
Sad. GameSpot is a good one, too. They come up with a lot of stuff that nobody else seems to get. Like, they're the only ones with the news from QuakeCon right now that I've been able to find. And then Joystick is the last one that I always try.
You don't do Kotaku?
Nope.
They're a lot like Joystick, I think. Ooh! They have something called the PSP Encyclopedia.
How can they have an encyclopedia for it already?
I don't know. Well, if you're
it's going to be all in Japanese, dude.
I'm going to read it for you. Well, if you're looking for one-stop shopping for everything, and I mean everything, you wanted to ever know about the PlayStation Portable, then check out Gizmodo's Omega Post. The lineage dates back to 2003 includes... Wait, no. What? What the hell is this?
Ooh, 2002.
Okay, I have no idea what this is all about. This is stupid. Oh, wait. Okay, they list, Ooh, this is actually not that bad. They give you, like, links to websites that tell you the latest news, like PSP411.com. It's not bad. It's from Gizmodo.com. You can probably find the article. Or Kotaku. They also have an article about Halo 2 expansion equals crap.
Crap.
Yeah. This entire expansion thing, it got started because some Korean Xbox site, like the official Xbox site in Korea, sort of mentioned it. Let's see what it says here. Details on the new Halo 2 expansion keep managing to leak their way out. First it was the Korean Xbox site, then it was EB Games starting to take pre-orders on yet to release, blah blah blah. The listing has since been taken down, but while it was up, it said the pack would sell for $19.99 and ship on May 25th. I think that's the same day GTA comes out for PSP. The pack will include... Oh, this is awesome! 9 new multiplayer maps, a new cinematic video, and a mini documentary from Bungie Studios. I don't want the documentary.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Bungie still refuses to confirm anything officially. Blah, blah, blah. So, basically you're paying $20 for 9 maps in a movie.
Hmm.
And the movie's only going to be like a minute, maybe.
Yeah, that sucks. Ooh, Yahoo Buzz Game update. There's an error on the page. It's not loading.
Oh, no.
And the entire game has gone down.
I don't have any idea what my my login is. Because I did it on Disney's laptop when I signed up, and I'd never like bothered remembering. What the heck?
Well, you're...
Yeah, it's down. No! I need my buzz game! I need my buzz, man!
Buzzkill.
Okay, so, Rage Mage isn't getting back to me. That lazy bum.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's a new version of Next PC out.
You're kidding.
Yeah, they come out with them every couple weeks, so...
Yeah, I remember I played it once, and then I believe the next time I played was when I played with you, and I had like 30 updates to get. I'm like, ah, what's going on?
One of the cool things is if you have, it's not XBC, it's the other one, I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head, it's built into Windows Media Center now, so that you don't have to go back and forth between your computer, your Xbox will automatically handle it for you. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You really have to get XB. What the heck is it called? XBMC, Xbox Media Center.
Yeah.
Wow, this next PC upgrade looks pretty major. Like, they have new skins.
Yay.
I can't remember my password, though. No. No.
Sad man.
Well, I use, like, a million of them because I need to keep them secure.
I just find out if, like, anybody wants to hack into my stuff, I really don't care. Because...
Well, I just don't want, like, people hacking my website stuff. So I figure, like...
Well, I can see protecting that. I have nothing to protect, though. Like, I have nothing important on my computer other than music.
I have too much porn to protect.
Because, you know, that's hard to come by.
Yeah, it is. Years of work. What is my password? I can't remember.
You have too many.
Yes, I do.
You should save them on your, like, something. My dad has, like, a little notebook, and he always makes us write down our new passwords, and he has it, like, hidden in our little bookcase, so we can never forget them.
Well, now everyone knows where to go to get...
But I didn't tell you which password. Bookcase.
Mental note, steal all the bookcases. Ooh. Silvery.
Yeah, I still can't log into it, though. What is
Watch
it?
Me go. I'm going to get you get there before you...
Oh, beat him,
Well, you already saw it. It's silver, so you must... Oh, my gosh. What is it? Oh, I know why. It's because I'm using the wrong profile. Yankadink doesn't work anymore. Because I forgot the... forgot the password a long time ago for that one.
And 1, 2, and 3.
I'm online.
Oh, I was right behind you. I just got in.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah, they're having some tournaments. By the way, oh, great, he's on. No, that's someone else.
I'm going to go out and buy the Greg Hastings paintball tournament.
I heard that's not bad.
I rented it and it's horrid.
Really?
I couldn't stand it. I played it for maybe like 10 minutes.
Wait,
and
what's
like,
your username?
I'm going to play Halo.
You're not Enix, are you?
No, I'm Sky Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
Always Sky Jedi.
Sky Jedi.
It's my Skype. That's my...
Great.
Pretty close to my aim. And, yeah.
I see a guy online.
What website?
Crap. Hold on, let me IM this guy. Do you have an Xbox hooked up so you can, oh wait, I'll just send him a message.
I do. It's not turned on right now.
I have no way to, like, actually get his voice on the show.
Oh, do you know what I found out that's really cool?
Hmm.
The Xbox communicator, headset. You can plug it in to your cell phone and use it as a hands-free set.
On all cell phones?
Well, it works on mine. It's just a 2.5 millimeter plug, and it works on my cell phone.
It won't
work on
mine, though.
So I'm assuming
it
works on all of them. Oh, are you sure?
Mine needs, like, a special little one.
Oh, do you have, like, a serial port or something like that?
Yeah, it's some weird doohickey. I don't know what the heck. Yeah, I'm not as lucky as you are. Yeah, but I heard about that before, that lots of people have it work well that way. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Oh, cool. Built into NextBC, you can auto-start Skype.
What?
Yeah, if you go into the options, there's an option to check that you can say auto-start Skype. And they also, I bet they probably released some new... stuff so that you could use your PSP in it easier. Have you seen that they have that? If you go to like tools, then find in my console, it'll like ask you what area to look for, and if you give it, like, a wireless card, it'll say, like, is a console on a wireless network. So I can't wait to try that out with my PSP.
Interesting.
And those are the only two consoles they host, isn't it?
I didn't even know they hosted PSP.
Yeah, if you look at the top left where it, like, lifts all the games area, there's, like, the Xbox logo, and then there's the PSP logo.
Oh!
And the only game they have in
Nobody's on.
Yeah, no one's on, but there's a Ridge Racer game. I bet that on Thursday, that thing's going to be filled with bunches of people.
Yeah. I remember the day that Halo 2 was leaked on the French version, there were tons of people at XBC playing.
I was so scared to whether I should download that or not. Because I like really wanted to play it, but I was like, it's not worth the risk because they were going after him like crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Okay, I'm jumping off because the one guy I know isn't on.
Well, the one guy I know just signed off, so.
Okay.
Oh, so how long's the show now?
Two and a half hours, I think.
Jeez.
It's like a movie.
It's a movie and a half.
Probably more like 2 hours and 40 minutes. I don't know. Yeah, that's more than a movie. Yeah, that's like a Lord of the Rings or Matrix movie.
Yeah.
Special edition.
We should add special effects. In the middle of it, we'll just add explosions. Pew, pew. Yeah, or Star Wars sword.
Oh, there was a great movie trailer I saw the other day. I think it was Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh.
And
I've heard about that. I don't know what it is, though.
Oh, it's hilarious. It looks like it's going to be hilarious. And, like, they had the basic outline for a movie trailer. And it's just funny how they go through the entire thing. It's just great.
Ugh. My throat's sort of getting a little sore, so we're going to have to end it.
Oh, no!
At only 2 hours and 45 minutes.
What are we going
to
do?
If you actually listen to the whole show and get to this part, we'll get you a prize.
Yeah. Now enter this password into this site. You get a bar of gold.
Yay.
I'm holding you to that.
Yeah, so I'm so brain dead right now. I feel like we seriously did have a telethon. And I'm Jerry Lewis right now, and I'm, like, dying. Okay. So, it was nice while it lasted.
Totally.
We should play the Mr. Rogers theme here. I'm going to edit this thing down to something handleable, at least under 2 hours.
Yeah.
Or at least split in two. I don't know. This is even more than, if we split this in two, it would still be larger than, like, our largest, our second largest file.
What is the largest show you have?
Like an hour and 20, maybe.
Was that a music one, or is it a regular one?
That's a regular one, I think. Because once, I forget who it was with. I think it's you and I.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah.
It was you and Mocker.
Was it?
I think it was you and Mocker on 5.9. It was, like, the first one I listened to.
Why would I make it 5.9, though?
I don't know.
The 5.9 one I remember making, I think it's because it wasn't good enough to be a full six.
Like, oh, wait, no, that's a short one.
We've actually had probably a dozen shows now. This will be, like, 13, but, like, sometimes I feel like the content's not good enough to call it its own show.
I see.
Just didn't click on it.
Arg. Okay, I'm checking what the second longest one. An hour and 10. It's episode 6. Yeah, episode 5.9.
I knew it was around 5.9.
Was 16 minutes and 11 seconds.
Oh, wow, that's short.
Episode 6 was an hour and 10. Yeah, episode 5.9 was small. And that was with air. In your face.
I'm sorry, I'm not the Gamers Radio trivia god I thought I was.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the show Beat the Geeks?
Wasn't that on, like, Comedy Central?
Yes, a long time ago.
The Star Wars geek was horrid on there. I would have kicked his ass.
Well, he was only on, they only do it for one episode, right?
Yeah, he was actually on, like, three episodes when the series finally went to cancellation heaven. But, yeah, he was horrible. I could have totally schooled him.
I think I beat the Simpsons guy almost. He only got a couple more than I would have.
I have the Simpson trivia card game.
Yeah, I have
and
that
I have
too.
Memorized every single card on there.
This is a huge Simpsons fan. I don't know why she's being so quiet. She should be like, yeah, Simpsons rock.
I'm Woo! Tired.
You're the one who got all the sleep last night.
I know.
Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, I don't know. I'm going to end the show with something I think I played on the first episode. To end the show on the first episode, but it's a great song. It's about Metroid Prime. It's called Don't Date Samus. So I'm going to say goodbye to you now. It's nice Alrighty, talking then. To you, Sky Jedi. We appreciate your work.
Oh, it was a pleasure talking to you for my entire evening.
Your entire, yes. Oh, this is the longest phone conversation I've ever had with a stranger. I heard, I'll go into that later. I think we've gone on long enough.
yeah, when we start saying stuff like that, I'm gonna get going.
Okay, so, keep updating the site. And I have no idea when this will get out, probably tomorrow. There's no way I'll be able to edit 2.5 hours, almost 3 hours, I don't know. Worth content now.
Have to take shifts.
I look at it tomorrow, it's down to like 5 minutes. I'm like, crap!
Yeah. It'll just be like a couple breathing, like.
Echo.
And like, Xbox, PSP.
Thursday!
Okay, so, yeah, hopefully you'll be able to co-host the next one, and we might get someone else on, like, Mocker. But Marker is usually tough to get a hold of because you have to call him really early in the day because he's a lazy Norwegian.
I see.
Okay, so talk to you later.
Talk to you later, man.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
You are a fool for coming here. No fear. You won't be staying long.
Now that you've heard our episode of Gamers Radio, we want to hear back from you guys. Let us know what you think of the show and what you want to hear. Here's a comment from Ryan.
Hey, great show. I just wanted to comment you on your show. And I also want to let you know that if I may be submitting some reviews for you. My name is Brian. I've been gaming forever, man. You were also talking about a podcast to listen to about... the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle games. You could one was like the top down. Well, that was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1. And some sides going on. It's actually a pretty good game. It's really hard. Anyway, great show again. Thanks again. Bye.
We had a few other audio comments, but we're going to have to put them off for another episode because this episode's going a little long today. Even though we did cut it down into 3 segments, the show's still over an hour long for the final episode. If you want to leave us an audio comment, it's easy as ever. All you have to do is pick up a phone and dial 323-693-9276. We did a little research on what that spells out, and it turns out that it says, Dad, my ex-arm. So if you want to pick up the phone and dial Dad, my ex-arm, you'll reach our voicemail. And you can leave a voicemail for up to 3 minutes long by calling that number. Also, if you want to send an audio comment, you can email it directly to us at gamersradio@gmail.com. My apologies for having so much material in this episode that completely went off of the video game standard. We're just getting really tired of video games, I guess, after the first 2 hours and started wandering a little bit. So anyways, next week we promise some more material on video games and we'll have quite a few new reviews for you. So tune back in for next week's podcast of Gamers Radio.